Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. A little bit of Van Halen bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling on behalf of small business. If you're a small business owner or want to be, you found that you come to the right place. You found a home. And this is a place that we've been building for you for over 10 years, since 1997. To give you a place where you can go and find some folks who think like you, folks who care about you, folks who are doing what you're doing, operating small businesses. Many of the people we have on the show, I certainly am. I'm just exactly like you, except I do different things than you do. You do different things than I do. But otherwise, we're both running small businesses. And some of you would like to have a small business. It's just an itch that you can't get to stop. You can't figure out how to stop it without just doing it. And one of the people who's going to help you scratch that itch, I think, maybe make it go away in more ways than one, is our good friend Beverly Williams, the world's expert on home-based businesses and micropreneuring. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, a book that you must have if you're thinking about being home-based. And she's our good friend Beverly Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Bev. It's an itch, isn't it?
It is. It is.
It's an itch that you just need to... And you know, Bev, I've had that itch.
So have I. So have I, several times.
Yeah.
Several times, as a matter of fact.
and it's sometimes it's like one of those itches that feels good to scratch. It hurts so good, it feels good.
Uh-huh.
It hurts so much, it feels good to scratch. Well,
uh-huh.
But then sometimes, though, you know, the making the itch goes away... Sometimes it needs you make it go away by actually starting your business.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you make it go away by not starting your business.
Right, facing reality.
It's not for everybody, is it?
No, it's not. And there's different itches along the way. You may start a business part-time, which is what I advise a lot of people to do, including
my own
friends.
They don't like that advice, though, do they?
No, they don't.
At first, because they're ready to go.
They're ready to go. But unless they're ready to go with a full-blown business plan and plenty of financing behind them of their own as well as anybody else's, they're really not ready. They may think they are, but they're not. Interesting, in the last 3 days, I've advised my own son, who started a part-time business, not to quit his full-time job yet, even though he is having to take time off of his regular job in order to work his part-time business. He's got so much business, he can't handle all of it. But he doesn't have enough yet to be able to pay for his own health insurance and other perks that he now gets from his other job. And he still has a family at home, mm-hmm. a mortgage to worry about, et cetera. So it's in these sort of uncertain times, it's not the time to do that yet. I had another young lady call me who has a big itch and has had that itch for a while to start a business, and I ended up telling her yesterday this is not the time to do that one either, but it is time to plan it and have everything ready to go and see what happens with the business world in the next 12 months.
Well, Beverly, one of the things you and I agree on is that part of the work we do is to make sure that we don't paint a rosy picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both of us know, I wouldn't take anything for my business. I love what I do. I wish, I'm so happy I did what I did. It wasn't perfect when I started my business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But at the same time, and so I'm really happy when people are able to start a business and be successful with it. But at the same time, you and I both try to help people understand when they shouldn't do it. However,
right.
There is a little bit of a danger here that you and I have to be careful about,
mm-hmm.
both of us, and
mm-hmm.
that is, it's never a perfect time to start a
mm-hmm.
business.
Right.
You know, I think the child analogy, the bringing children into this world is so apropos for this, don't you think? Because
I use it quite often.
Listen to the young people who say, "Well, we're going to wait. We're going to save a little more money before we have kids, or whatever." Mm-hmm. You know, it's never the right time to have kids.
Mm-mm, no.
You know, there's always something lacking, missing, a piece of the puzzle you don't have. There's always fear. There's always anxiety over that. It's the same thing with businesses. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, you have to learn as much as you can. Be as smart as you can. You got to know how to, you know, how to run a business if you're actually going to start one. But at some point in time, you just have to do it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. You absolutely do. And that's what I tell people, is to spend the time to really make sure their business plan is as solid as it can be, their financials are as lean as they can be, and to make sure that they've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. I'm finding here locally, at least, that the banks and other financial institutions are tightening their criteria a little bit. Maybe that's
mostly,
not the right
but mostly for startups, right? I mean, if you've got a growing business that's got a financial record and a business model, those businesses are not having any trouble.
No.
But a startup, I could see where they would have some challenges.
Yeah, the startups are having a little bit more problem, and it's not really that they've changed their criteria. It's that they may have been a little more lenient, willing to take a little bit more of a risk, perhaps, prior to this. Whereas right now, mm-hmm. they seem to be tightening that a little bit, saying, "Well, let's. I'd rather have this be a little more solid."
Right.
So it really, really is more important now than ever to have that solid business plan.
Of course, it's never been easy to get money out of a bank for a startup.
No.
That's never been easy money.
Right, exactly. I think the good news is that if you're home-based, that has changed greatly. In fact, I was going through some files, cleaning out some paperwork the other day, and came across some information from about 19 years ago, where I had talked to a bank about a friend who wanted to start a home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
And the notes that I took from that conversation said, not willing to accept that a home-based business is a viable business. And I thought, man,
they thought home-based was the business model, didn't they?
That's right.
They thought just being home-based was the business model, not that they were doing something and just happened to be at home.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's funny.
Exactly.
It's sad, but it's funny, too. And looking back on it, it's funny. In those days, it was maddening. Stand by. 20 after, right back with our good friend Beverly Williams. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. To be. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show and all the other things we do here, and also our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Check them out. Both sites have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Use us and abuse us, and you have been doing that, by the way. I want to thank you for all of you who've been using our sites and obviously benefiting from it, because you just keep coming back, and we appreciate that very much. And I'm glad to know, it makes me very happy to know that you're getting some use and some benefit out of our stuff. And Beverly Williams is not, I don't know anybody who's contributed more to both of our sites than Beverly over the years. Beverly, I know it makes you happy too to know that people are listening to your words of wisdom and using your stuff, the information you provided us over the years. It's got to make you feel good to know that your information and your experiences are being leveraged like that.
Well, it does, and I will once again thank you for the opportunity to put the knowledge that I do have into a place where people can easily access it and not have to struggle. I can't get to everybody I want to talk to, and
right.
This is a wonderful way to be able to get that information out.
Well,
so thank you.
It's our pleasure. And folks, we're talking, Beverly and I are talking about how do you know when it's right to jump, when it's right to go. You know, you were telling me off the break, or off the air, during the break, the first one, about your son's wanting to go, you know, he's ready to go to go full-time with his business.
Right.
And do you remember what I said to you before we came back on the air? It needs to hurt a little bit
That's
more.
Right. Yeah.
Just a little bit more. It's one of those things, folks, where, in my opinion, there is no time, there's no way for Beverly or me to tell you when to start, when to go. We can advise you what we think.
Right.
But Beverly, when it comes right down to it, it's not up to me or to you. And you and I, neither one, know when it's right for somebody else. But I do think that one indicator is you can use is there's got to be some pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those good pains, though, but in a way. But my point is go till you think, wait until you think you can't wait anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait just a little bit longer.
And just a little bit longer. That's
what
exactly
do you think?
Right. Well, he's you know, of course, he's my child, and I want everything to be right for him.
You want to be perfect.
Exactly. But, however, he has not taken his mother's advice yet and finished writing
really?
This plan. Yeah.
Now, what kind of a child is this? Doesn't take a parent's advice.
I
don't
child.
Even know what you're talking about. I mean, my kids follow every word I give them.
Yes, he's a typical male child.
Watch it now, watch it.
So, I love him dearly, and he says, you know, Mom, I'm too busy. No, you're never too busy. You can be too busy, but you need to stop and do your planning. Make sure that it indeed makes sense, you know, that things are going to progress as best as you can guesstimate it, to the point where you can take this risk. But until you've done that, it's too much of a risk for him. If he was all by himself, or if he and his wife, you know, were empty nesters and she was still working and they had an income, money behind them, then I'd say, yeah, take the leap. But that's not the case for them. And people need to stop and think about the consequences. You know, what's the worst-case scenario if this doesn't work? Well, you go back out and get another job.
I told an audience I spoke to yesterday about there's a show on television, Medium, that we've gotten into a mm-hmm. little bit, and during this last season, he lost his job and started his own business with a partner who put some money in,
right.
And the first day he reported to work, he told his wife in his brand new small business, he told his wife, it sure is good to have a salary again. And I said, man, you're doing more damage.
Yes.
To what I try to do and what Beverly and others try to do. You know, folks, you don't start a business and take a salary.
No.
I guess it has happened before, but it is the rare exception. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing, you know, when we say it needs to hurt a little bit more, you need to understand it, not doing your business needs to hurt so much that when you get your business, that the pain of having the new business is still not as much as the pain of not having it.
Yes.
Did I say that right? In other words, the pain of having the business that you're going to have has got to be less than the pain that you had before you got the business when you wanted it. And that's the thing is that because it's not easy. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to, I mean, I talked to a guy yesterday on a panel I moderated. He said he didn't take a salary for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this guy's a multimillionaire, and he gave the college the building we were in.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't take a salary for 2 years.
That is much more the reality than the Medium show. It's a nice storyline for them, but it's not the reality for most mm-hmm. people. You're absolutely right.
But are you seeing more interest in starting a business nowadays with the economy slow?
Yes, I am. And I think that it's probably not unusual. I think a lot of people feel that this is the time to start it for different reasons, mm-hmm. whether they're, you know, in their own job that's just gotten to be too much, or they're facing downsizing because there are cuts in a lot of places right now.
Or maybe they're just trying to supplement their income. Maybe that should be a good time for people to start businesses that you're an expert on.
And that's exactly what I'm telling people. Yeah. Keep your day job. and
well
start
said.
The business part-time.
Well, until it hurts so bad you can't stand it, right, Beverly?
That's right.
Give us your website,
right.
Beverly.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Beverlywilliams.com. The book is called The 30-Second Commute. Thanks, Bev. See you next time.
Thank you. I'll be here.
Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.